this candidness is good, you know.
Hey guys, welcome back. Or you know, that's fine because we're talking.
Let him.
I hear you.
You're making plans.
Sophie said, pay attention.
I'm paying attention.
Not to her.
Hey. Hey guys, welcome back and thanks for joining us for another episode of Ask a Dead End Hip Hop. I'm your host, Sophie, and Mike is whispering.
You look like you're like 4 years old right now. Nah, I bet you made that same smile.
What do you got for us today?
That reaction was priceless.
Okay, so we have a question from Surgeon Abars.
Y'all are stupid. I'm not even about to laugh.
Okay, so he, I think it's a he, asks, is it better if an artist never changes, parentheses, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, or constantly reinvents themselves like Kanye?
Honestly, I just think that's up to the artist himself. You know, if he feels compelled to always reinvent himself, by all means, go ahead and do that. If you feel like you need to stick here and drive in that lane, by all means, go and do that. I think at the end of the day, it's the product that is at the end of their journey of creating that project, that whatever comes out of that, if it's quality, then it's cool. I don't really have a preference. You know, I do. I just had to think about it. No, I do have a preference. I would rather people step out of their lanes here and there. I don't think that you always have to be like a Kanye, like go from college dropout to Yeezus. I don't think you have to go that far. But, you know, like collabing with certain people and producers that are, you know, typically outside of your comfort zone, I'm fine with that. I actually prefer that because I think as an artist, you always got to push yourself.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? How far you want to push yourself, that's up to the individual.
Well, I know we talked about this with Fonte. And y'all, and I think, Mike, you were saying how maybe he should switch it up or something. I don't want to misquote you.
No, yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
With Fonte, it was just a matter of, he didn't have to reinvent himself or do something drastic. It was just that album just sounded like a Little Brother album with no poo.
Mm-hmm.
That was my issue with it. But I mean, to answer the question though, I mean, I think it just depends on your audience. Who are you feeding? You know, Kool G Rap is feeding a certain demographic of hip hop. And if he switched that up, he's gonna lose a large majority of his audience. Kool G Rap does not have crossover appeal. He never will. He's perfectly fine where he is. Kanye, on the other hand, he's feeding a multiple, you know, groups of people. He has to reinvent himself to keep up with the times. The thing with like a G-Rap or a Necro or an RA, the people that they're feeding, they don't want them to change. They're perfectly fine with what they're getting. You know, so it depends on the artist. It depends on your demographic. It depends on the type of music you make, whether or not you should reinvent yourself. And if you do want to reinvent yourself, maybe do it for an album or two or an EP. Like Lewis Logic, who used to just spit nothing but rhymes about being drunk and banging out chicks and fucking up MCs. He switched it up later on, but he just got a whole, you know, a totally different audience. Cage, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on the rapper.
Drake.
I mean, Drake should not switch it up now. He'd be a fool.
Because he like his style is already diverse in itself. You know what I'm saying? Like not diverse like he's doing a whole bunch of Yeezus stuff, but I'm just saying he sings and raps. So diversity within that. And he, you know, he kind of stays in his lane. And I think, you know, getting on harder tracks is kind of him swerving out and coming back in. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all think Wayne should reinvent himself?
I think he's about to.
I think he's about to try to go for that, you know, go back to the Wayne, I guess, that everybody used to love, the Carter 3,
well,
Carter 2,
no,
and all that stuff.
Well, I guess, like, the whole thing with Wayne is, like, I think I was thinking about this the other day. A lot of people can rap like him now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like he has to do something different because like everybody can rap like Wayne nowadays.
He can't do it. He's done so many different things already and they've failed. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't think anybody really wants to hear anything different from Wayne. He tried to be different. So I mean, I think
rebirth.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. Rebirth, yeah. You can try to be different, and if it fails, you just hopefully can come back.
You know. But I think it depends also how big you are that you can take those type of risks. Like, right, you know, Lil Wayne, even by doing Rebirth, and I didn't like it. I'm pretty sure none of us here liked it. But, like, that's not going to knock them off. You know what I'm saying? But if an artist that's relatively new, exactly, you know, maybe only, you know, mixtape and two albums in, and you that's career suicide.
So
at that
Kendrick
point.
Decided to change up a little bit.
And go, like, Rebirth already? No.
Okay, so let's say he got really hot off that Lil Dragon remix, right? Mm-hmm. So then let's say if he's like, okay, more next album, inspired. I'm adding some like Tech N9ne-ish elements and adding some more rock elements. You think he can pull that off?
I think he can pull that off. Yeah, I wouldn't advise him in that route, but if he went that route and it wasn't too far, I think he could maybe be okay. But I just think it's how far he pushes that boundary, though.
It might be too early, but I think he can do it.
I feel you. I won't argue with
you. I don't know. I think he can do it. I think you do it right now, and it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
But even if he went, like, if he pushed the boundary as far, like, if Yeezus, like, if he went Yeezus,
if he sounded like Rage Against the Machine all of a sudden, that's going to be an issue. But if he throws a couple more elements in there to try to pull in a different audience.
Yeah, like he did on the song with Tech N9ne, Fragile. Like, if more of his album sounded more like that, I think he could do it.
For me, I think it's about consistency most of all. Because you have rappers that are good and they do one thing and you become a fan of that rapper for that particular thing, and then they venture off and start doing something else, and then you're not a fan anymore. Taking the Kendrick Lamar example, like most of the stuff that he's done that's outside of his lane, he's been really good at. So you could hear him on those particular records, so it won't take you a little bit off guard. I think about, for me, A Ball MJG, like their first three albums were with Suave House, and then they left Suave House, they went to more of a mainstream label, I believe, and their sound started to change. They started doing shit with Quick and all kind of people. So
and
it wasn't
a Bad Boy.
Sound. Yeah, it's not Bad Boy. So it wasn't kind of the same 8-Ball MJG that I liked. So for me, it was like I love the T-Mix, the Suave House sound that they did, because that's what they excelled at, and that's what I was a fan of. The later 8-Ball MJG, those albums they started to put out, it wasn't as good to me. Their sound started to change. For me as a fan, I would like you to be consistent. Yeah. That's it. I don't need you to reinvent yourself. I like you for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, and I think in today's world, we always looking for artists. I see people say this all the time. Oh, he's just doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. Well,
if it works.
So I feel the same with Apollo Brown, like the producer Apollo Brown. I feel like I'm glad he stuck with his, you know, that like soulful hard drum sound that he always have. I wouldn't like him if he just venture off and just try something completely different. For some
you don't
reason.
Know that you might. Look what LP did. He went from Company Flow to Fantastic Damage to Run the Jewels, and all of that shit sounds different, and it's all good. It depends on your talent, what you can pull off.
Like you said, if you can do it, it's within your level. Go ahead.
During the big Crit Forever and a Day review, I'm just saying, you said that. You said that, and I'm not sure if it was you or Yo. Yeah, you did say a lot of things. I don't remember if it was you or Yo or you and Yo, but I believe you did say that you felt like you heard that before from Crit, and Crit is one of them guys that he does different stuff, but he definitely, his lane is just a little bit, he expanded his lane because he produces and does all of his own shit. But like you said that that you felt like Crit did the same thing. Like, do you feel like that about Crit? You think Crit is one of them guys that doesn't, so you cool with that?
My thing with Crit was when I first started listening to Crit, you can tell his influences were definitely in his music. Outkast, UGK, and all of that. So when I'm listening to Crip, it's like he took those elements and put it out. So for me, when I'm listening to Crip, I'm like, everybody's, you know, loving him. He's talented, he's dope, but whatever. But I'm like, I feel like I've heard this before. Yeah. So it's like I'm not hearing anything new as a new artist fresh on the scene. He just took those things, put them together, and made them work for him. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I was.
And what about an artist like Kanye? Because I know you like Kanye. I know you don't like everything that Kanye does, but like, are you okay with Kanye always
doing something completely different.
Always been on the record. Yeah, yeah. Even when he did 808s.
Even if you don't like it, you're not cool with it? Like, I mean,
I come to expect that from Kanye now. We had 808s and now we have Yeezus. So now I'm like, okay, this is Kanye.
It's almost like his thing to keep reinventing.
Yeah, it's his thing.
But that's kind of what I think is what he's asking. You don't want him to do that?
Who, Kanye?
Yeah.
No, I mean, with Kanye, when I was on the record about Kanye, it's like when Kanye came out with 808s and Heartbreaks, you know, I felt personally like it was Kanye just feeling that he can put out whatever you want and people will accept it. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. And a couple of years, so he did My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy after that, you know, to kind of get back to his core. Then he came back with Yeezus. You know, so again, which is totally opposite of 808s and Heartbreaks. So at this point, even though I felt the way I did, I still feel the way because he did it again. So it was like my thing with Kanye was I liked what he did before, and his sound kind of changed a little bit, you know, from college dropout to kind of graduation. You know, he still used those samples, but it was kind of more, you know, I guess modern. But with Kanye, I expect him, and it's kind of go back to what you said, like with artists, certain artists, you kind of expect them to do certain things, and it goes back to the, can they do it and can they accomplish it? Me, I don't feel like Kanye can when he does some of those albums.
I think Kanye should keep doing this type of stuff, even if I don't like it. I didn't care for Yeezus, but I don't want him to go back and do another College Dropout because he already did that. And Kanye is such a trendsetter when it comes to hip-hop. I think he should keep testing the waters and pushing the boundaries. If he doesn't, then I mean, who wants hip-hop to just stay this forever?
You know? Who commercially at his level can really do that? You know what I'm saying? Kanye. So I agree with you where I don't want Kanye to be in a bubble. You know what I'm saying? Kanye definitely has to reinvent himself. I think hip-hop needs, I think music needs
to reinvent himself. For Kanye or for hip-hop?
I think for both. I think it's both.
He has to, man, because there's nobody else is gonna do that. Mm-mm. Nobody else is ballsy enough to make a Yeezus, even though I hate that album.
As big as Jay is, he wouldn't do no shit.
Hell
no. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Going in the opposite direction. He's coming more towards the sound of the times than, you know.
Yeah.
And Kanye wants you to talk about him changing the sound, not blending in with the sound. And I can appreciate that. I just thought the album was bad. I just wish he could have done it better. But yeah, man, nobody else is gonna do that. Like, you got Cuddy, but Cuddy's pretty much already away from hip hop as far as you can get. So, yeah, Kanye's the only one that's holding that torch.
People loved it. At the end of the day,
some people loved it, some people hated it, and you know, I think Kanye's
that's the
one
thing
of the
about
guys.
Setting trends. Like,
Exactly.
You gonna have that love and hate.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he's at a position now where it's like he can make a Yeezus. It's not gonna hurt him. Like, I don't think I think a string of bad albums could hurt him, but I don't think
Yeezus wasn't really necessarily viewed as a bad album.
Yeah, I agree.
If he's stuck with that sound, though, it might become an issue, because I don't think people want him to do a Yeezus 2.
Yeah.
At least not now. Not right now. Maybe 3 years from now, kind of like how Ken said, you know, he had the three albums, College Dropout to Graduation, then he had 808, then he had My Beautiful, and then Yeezus. Okay, like, if you space that stuff out, you being different, then I think that's cool. But I think, like, if he had Yeezus and then he makes something industrial again, then he makes something that's completely far away from hip-hop, you know, still trying to call it hip-hop, and then he makes a hip-hop, I don't know. I think he might turn too many people off.
I think it depends. Okay, like, I think it depends on the way that people look at the artist, too, because I think people look at Kanye and they don't look at him as just a rap artist anymore, because he's always talking about how much he's a genius and how he's an artist. So they look at him like that. So they expect him to step outside the boundaries and all that. But look what happened with M when M did Relapse. Like, I still love that album, but people shit on it all day because M decided he was going to do something different. And it did not work for him because he's not looked at as that type of artist. Mm-hmm. If Kanye decided to do an album with a whole bunch of weird accents, I'm not sure. Nicki Minaj did it. Mm-hmm. You know, people would probably look at that and say, that's cool. But M didn't get away with it. Why? Because M's not looked at as an artiste. He looked at as a rapper.
Yeah.
Which isn't fair.
Yeah, but Nicki Minaj is, actually, you're right, because her second album was different from her first album, and it was a different sound for her.
She totally agree.
And, yeah, in the hip-hop lane. So, again, it goes back to the artist, like you said, or you said, one of you guys said something about the artist, can they pull it off? And Kanye has pulled it off twice. You know, Nicki Minaj, you know, regardless of whether you like it, whether you think about the album, whether it's hip hop, pop, or whatever, she did it. You know, Wayne, not so much. Work for Wayne.
When you say pulling it off, you mean like just like selling?
Selling, being accepted by the
media. Being successful.
Yeah.
Just being successful. Yeezus was successful. Mm-hmm. As many people that, I think there was like probably double the people that liked it that people that didn't like it.
Yeah. Thank you, Sergeant Avice, for your question. What did we decide again? What was the overall consensus?
I don't even remember the question.
Is it better if an artist never changes?
I think our answer was it depends.
Yeah. It just depends, right?
Yeah.
Depends on the artist.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, well, thank you for your question. Don't forget, if you want to send us a question, be sure to send it to our email, ask@deadandhiphop.com, or send it to our Twitter. Wow.
Twitter?
Your Twitter?
Not that. I don't know where that came from. I'm sorry. to our Twitter account, Ask Dead and Hip Hop. And until next time, we'll see you guys later.